10 tumengoja hawajafika, 11 tumengoja hawajafika, 12 I'm like, okay, so I feel tired. Acha nitoke nje ni tembee kiasi, I take a breather or something.
Yeah.
It's good to take breathers, guys. Everyone should breathe. Yeah. Even right now, I probably should take a breather. So, nimeenda nje ku breathe. Kai, napatana na PA wa governor. Anaambia colleagues wake, nimeongea na mdosi. Mdosi amesema, tuwacheleweshe wasikie njaa, waende.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ekonene. Episode 335, tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend, sindio?
Yeah.
Na leo tuko na Masi Tarus, and of course Masi tulimjuaga mara ya kwanza vile alienda kuchatishia Mandago. Tukashindwa, why doesn't she love peace? The country needs to be peaceful. Why is she causing chaos? Hivyo ndio tulikujua. That was our introduction kwako. Sasa Masi.
Fiti sana manze.
So kwa nini upendi peace?
Kwanza thank you for having me here. Mimi msena penda peace by the way. Sisi wote we are peaceful. We are even when we are marching we are peaceful. We are going forward telling them we are very peaceful guys.
Yeah,
it's you that are rioting.
Yeah, niko try kuanzishia conversation kama ule mse wa Uganda. Why are you gay?
You are gay. so who is gay?
Yeah, because of course like that clip was very inspirational, yes.
Yeah.
So tunataka kutake back to your moment. Yeah, like what had happened ni mkajipata hapo and how did someone end up recording it? Alafu sasa tuta rewind to go back to vile mulibiwa pesa yenu, mkidanganywa mnaenda Finland. But tuanze hiyo moment, like what happened in the morning? Muliitwa, mkaambiwa kujeni?
Manze, kwanza hiyo mkutano ilikuwa iko ya Friday.
Mm.
So kuna parents wenye, in this thing tulikuwa two sets of parents.
Mm.
Wenye walikuwa wameamua wataongeza do, waende.
Mm.
And then wenye tumesema, so hizi do si hatuna.
Mm.
Rudisheni tu zenye tushalipa tukae ama okay, tu decide tutafanyaje.
Okay,
so that meeting was supposed to be for Friday.
Mm.
Umse akaona ni kama tumekula moto. Mm. Mori tumekasirika akasema so ndo hawa sasa wapumzike hadi tuweka Monday.
Mm.
So Monday they call us what time? 9.
Mm.
Tukaenda tukasema okay, it's 9, yeah.
Mm.
But lazima tukue na mkutano yetu sisi wenyewe as parents and students to discuss tuamue nani ataongea. Tunajaribu ku address nini.
Mm.
That's what happened. So tukafika, we decided okay, it's 9, we have to arrive mapema so that we get time to discuss our things before these guys come. Tukasema tufike 7, tukafika 7. Even that old mother I was very mad about juhaja kula.
Yeah.
Alifika 7.
Yes.
Manze.
Mm. Cool.
7, tumedecide, okay, this guys, Guka is going to speak, two ladies, two fathers, two men, na two students, a lady called Janet and a boy called Cheboson. Miara sikuwa nionge by the day.
Yeah,
I was just chilling. We had decided, okay, so these guys are going to speak, okay, this is what we want you guys to tell these guys. Okay. Tuka ingia hall. At 9. To meet you. We are very peaceful. Again, we are very peaceful. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
It is very important that you know, because when you nenda kukua sasa, that's why I'm saying it's not us who are rioting.
Yeah, it's the police.
Bana!
And the government.
So to meet you. Kiasi, the police wanafika. Wamevaa nini? Riot gear, bro.
ENUE.
Hey.
This famous one that we saw you.
That one.
Yes.
Yes.
Kulikuwa na makara nje.
Bro.
Yeah.
Na matia gas mingi.
Okay, damn.
Yeah.
So
afu ya makara alikuwa confused. This is a government friendly neighborhood.
Hata tia gas yenyewe.
Yeah.
Watalia kweli.
Msikwe hivyo. Na tumefika hapo. Naona wasi wamejana tia gas. And I just asked myself, okay, so what do these guys expect? Ama nikajiambia, okay, wacha niwape benefit of the doubt kwa sababu probably they are trying to protect us from guys who are outside. So it's not us. Then wakaanza kuja, okay, wakaingia ndani kwanza. in plain clothes. Plain clothes guys wakakuja, they want to take a guy called Kimutai Kirui. He's a human rights defender. Wanakuja wanajaribu kumshikilia kumtoa manzi. Eh, hapo sasa it became very difficult. I took my phone, started recording. So there's this PA wa governor. We wacha kurekod. I am recording. It is a public area. I will record.
Your time the governor was Mandago?
No. The governor was Chelili. He is still Chelili.
Hey. So Mandago has always been the senator?
Mandago is the senator now.
He was the governor
before. He was governor. Yeah.
He was governor before.
Before.
Okay. So now, watch out to rewind selector. Let's go back to this. Because this was a Ponzi scheme, yes?
Bruh.
But it's a Ponzi scheme that was run by the county government.
Yes.
Okay. So, let's go to your time. Nataka kukupeleka back to Uhuruto wameshinda the second term. Because this happened in their second term.
Yeah, actually,
so,
yeah.
So, of course, mkambua. Serikali ni yetu. Sisi ndio shareholders. So, as shareholders, there was this opportunity to go to Finland. How was the opportunity sold to you? Like, this Finnish project.
Kwanza, akindo ujwe by then ilikuwa Ponzi scheme. It worked. It normally works.
Yes.
Yeah, kuna kuanga na wasewa na kuanga wameenda. So that you see, you can actually trust these people because these guys have gone, PSCC tunezenda. So there's adverts that they made. They'd send to WhatsApp groups, WhatsApp. There's some that were sent to Facebook. And then now these guys would come to funerals, weddings, church, wakujawambe. So there's this mpango that we have, guys. We have talked with Canada, we have talked with Finland, and we have done an MOU. You can pay this amount of money and then go. But now you will not pay directly to the school. What you will do is you will pay to this bank account that the county will give you.
Okay. The county. Yes.
So, and it was very subtle because munapewa your bank account before ulipe. Lazima, there's this guy in alikuwa KVDA 11th floor. Anakusainia a paper. Then now you take it to the bank, the KCB bank at KTS hapo. Ndo wakiona hiyo karatasi, now you can deposit the money. Like it's approved, something like that. It was very confusing. So mna transfer do, then narudisha receipt kwa ofisi. I don't know how we didn't see this, guys, but they'd take the original one.
The original receipt?
Yes, the bank slip. And then you'd go home. And so now even thai venye kesi iko kotini, they ask you, iko api original bank slip. They know, they took them. Anyway, so that's how they sold it to us.
But simki deposit kwa bank, simko muna, was there something you're feeling at the bank? Wanko mnapatiana tu, kitu iko tayari filled.
Hiyo karatasi that I'm telling you that were given in the office, it was
pre-filled.
Yes, pre-designed thing. Then they say, now this is a student, allow them to deposit this amount of cash, then you deposit. Good thing is with the banks, again, is you can go and pay some amount of money wakutole your transaction in you'll make.
Yes.
But now these guys want an original bank slip. So, kiasi inakuwa quite difficult.
Yo lakini upuzi. Yo ndo ile kitu, ile like in the interest of justice, technicalities hazifai kuwa.
Yeah, true.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
People paid money. So mko mna deposit. So mkisha deposit, mko mnaambiwa like how long is it going to take before m travel to Finland? Like what was supposed to happen?
So una deposit izodo, zina depositiwa shule. Like this is an ideal situation, guys. I'm not saying it was deposited. I'm saying in an ideal situation,
yes,
this is what should have happened.
Yeah.
Deposit that money kwa bank. Now, wakisha deposit, wenyewe walipe, and they would not pay like for one student. They'd pay for like 10. There's a quorum that needed to ifike ndo walipe. So they deposit it to school. After school. That, the school sends you a letter confirming that you have paid. Now go for medicals. So medicals sasa unalipa independently at IOM. You pay, it's different for different countries. For Canada, is 36K and 73 bob hapo. For Finland, I don't know how much it was because mm. Minko naenda Canada.
Mm.
So that, and then now you wait. They give you, of course, your medical results telling you whether you can, like, you're healthy, you kona TB nini, especially TB.
Mm.
I think that's, you know, inakwangana issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and then you can go now. Mm. Then they send those results to the embassy. Mm. Then the embassy now decides, okay, you have paid fees, yes? This school has accepted you, yes. You're healthy, okay.
Mm.
Visa.
Oh, and it makes sense. It makes sense, yuki tunasema, because this is what would happen.
Yes.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
So we'll have enough fees for mm-hmm. a few students.
Mm-hmm.
So autralipia, alafu nyi wengine wote ni profit. Alafu wale tumewalipia pia wakishafika huko watajipanga. Because niko sure hawakumalizia kuwalipia hizo fees zingine.
Hawakumaliza.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it was such a well-planned Ponzi scheme. Okay, okay. So this is which month, which year? When is this happening?
For me, ilikuwa 2023, 2022 actually, because mimi nililipa my first deposit 2022.
Mm. Which month?
September.
Mm.
So nimelipa zangu September.
Mm.
And then nikaenda, I actually paid hiyo 36 Kenya naambia nililipa.
You are medical?
Manze. Mm. Manze nilienda di medicals ba.
Mm. Mm.
Nikalipa tu ama
IOM sasa. Hapa Nairobi. Mm. Yeah.
Which hospital?
It's called IOM. It's next to iko hizo area za ma embassy.
I'm sure they are the ones who chose pia your place.
No. Now that one you can't choose. You don't choose also independently. It's the country that chooses. Like Canada. Okay.
Mm.
So hapo utapata place ya Canada, Australia, US, UK.
Okay.
Hapo ukichelewa by the line ni refu sana.
Mm.
Yes. So everyone who goes to those countries,
kama
we hata kama ume apply whichever way you have to go there.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You need to check your for TB and what?
Yes. Okay, so wana test urine, wana test, wana kufanya body examination, wana kufanya x-ray.
Mm.
What else? Body examination is you undress, of course. Okay,
yes,
not
yes.
Yes. Then they look at, do you have marks of surgeries? Mm. What is this? Like I was asked about my tats, what is this? Yeah. What does it mean? Things like that. Oh, na psych exam, by the way. Okay. Is this person akileomseiko?
So Suzi anda?
Yes, bana.
Suzi anda huko, kani mpigia tutatu yu, niko death to Canada.
I'm a thug life.
Yeah.
Thug life, man.
I think thug life, you'll get away with that one.
Yeah.
Death to Canada.
Death to
Canada. Basa unajua, mwenye okay daktari haezi kata but ataandika umse ako na tati nasema hivi.
Oh, okay.
So of course ikifika kwa embassy mse.
Yeah, itakuwa ni shida.
Kiasi inakuwa very difficult.
So so this is September 2022. At what point do you realize this is a Ponzi scheme na tumechezwa?
In June, man.
2023.
Yes. Because I told you I went for medicals, nilienda medicals January.
Mm.
Then wase wanapata emails, wase wa Finland wakapata email from a university called Laurea University.
Mm.
Inaambia, we have abolished this class. This class is no longer going to take place. Tumeitoa.
Why?
Kwa sababu agreement yetu na Kenya, na county yenu, it's no longer viable.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh.
It's finished.
Yes, kama nafika huko, in fact, we used to go for meeting. Yeah, finished. We used to go for meetings. The latest one, before hiyo ya August sasa, tulikuwa na mkutano June 15th.
Mm.
Then, parents wanaambia Barurot, we have received an email. Our kids have received
you
the email.
You will have to introduce us to these characters. So which characters are we talking about? What are the ones in a governor? Who was the governor at the time, when you are paying?
Governor Chelilim.
Chelilim. So only Alafu, who else was involved?
Barurot.
Barurot
sasa
ni nani?
Sasa. Deputy governor.
Deputy governor.
Yes.
Alafu nani tena?
Alafu sasa Mandago.
Mandago ni senator.
Mandago sasa ni senator. Sawa sewa Finland, most of wasewa Finland, walilipa dozao kama Mandago wako in power. As governor.
As governor.
Yes.
Okay. So he didn't been in power for 2 terms. Pia.
Manze.
Avali chapa one.
Two terms. Yes.
So in the second term, they akapata this sweet Ponzi scheme.
There was this deal that someone could just not let go.
Okay. So now, let's go back to time. So mme notice ni ponzi scheme
bana.
So mli notice ni nini, like ile email moja ndio ilifanya mkajua ni ponzi scheme
hiyo email, and then every time you go and ask embassy imesema nini, they tell you mngoje tu. I forgot this very important thing. Walifanya hivi. So when you go to apply to go to a country, of course you apply with your emails nini nini, and then the that country, like now Canada, makes for you a portal where you can be checking your status. Status yangu imefika wapi, imefika wapi. So what they did is walichukua passwords za hizo portals zote. So you can't see for yourself, like kama mimi sezi jiangalilia nimefika wapi.
Progress.
Okay, medic, yeah.
Amanda go na kuangalia.
So it was one guy.
Barorot.
Barorot.
Yeah, your jina tu.
Barorot.
Yeah. 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 Yo ni capital city ni Helsinki.
Guys.
That's when Helsinki.
Yeah. Hey.
Iza. Tunakucheka na tuko na tunakucheka. Okay. So so mshajua ni ponzi scheme, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. So Finland imesema zi, but Canada
So Finland kulikuwa na many universities, it was like 4-5. Canada ilikuwa okay, mimi najua most of Canada cuz nilikuwa naenda Canada manzi. Sasa ningekuwa state fulani inaitwa British Columbia state.
Okay.
A campus inaitwa Dawson Creek. Guys, mnasikia hizo majina?
Yeah, okay.
Nasikia.
If things had worked, the only thing that would be creaking would be anyway, so
alafu another good thing would be what? You'd not be out here on the street saying Ruto must go.
We are peaceful. We are peaceful. Yeah. I'm just here. We are peaceful, guys.
Here we are peaceful. Let us see shida. Ile Ruto must go ndo again our stress. How can you say that? Okay. So, ushajua ni ponzi scheme.
Manze.
So, ya Canada mlijuaje? That's what I'm trying to understand, because Finland
hiyo email set of wasi. Haya ya Canada, that thing of portal, unaulizia password, msi hataki kukupea password. So hujui are you guys going? Are you not going? And then we went and asked, okay, so probably mesema tunaenda. Bado tunaenda, sawa. Tunataka sasa receipt za shule. Si mesema mmelipa shule. So tukiandikia email shule, tunaambia wanasema wamelipa for this student too many receipts. They don't recognize you as a student. Yeah.
Oh, acha nini? Canada. Hakuna do ilitumwa huko?
Hakuna. Kuna kiasi zilitumwa, zingine mingi sasa hazikutumwa, hazikutoka hapo KCB hapo Eldoret manze. In fact wase wanafaa kwenda ku occupy hiyo KCB. You're coming, guys.
KCB pia ilikuwa complicit.
Manzi.
Because at some point lazima ijue this is a ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Kuna time flani wali withdraw like 4 times in a day.
How much?
Total of 96 million.
In one day. Cuz nilicheck kuna article uli share online iko inasema they used your money to buy furniture.
Can you imagine? How
so
sick is that?
How much money was contributed? How many people affected?
The total number yenye mimi najua, it could be different with the county, because those guys, I don't trust them. 379 students. When you have a
student, na mko mnalipa how much at least each student?
At least, least kabisa ni 600k. At least.
What the?
Kuna wase walilipa 1.5. Because ina depend na uni.
What the hell?
Yeah.
600.
Yeah. Numbers are crazy.
So yeah. Na sasa umse wa 600 alifaa ongeze. Umse kama mimi sasa mimi nilipa 982. So 600
you
ilikuwa
paid 982.
Manzi. 1000 guys, see 100 shillings. Yeah.
Okay. So you pay 982 1000 shillings. Is a cause now this is no laughing matter. I expected you to say 100,000. I don't know why in my mind I was like, you know, if they're stealing, they're stealing at such a low
ndomsione.
Yeah. Like hata ukipoteza utakuwa like it's basically 982,000 shillings.
That's the thing with looters too. They take
yes
everything. Every akubakishi yangi. Ushaipata con man.
So they stole at least, we are talking of at least 300 million.
At least.
Yes,
at least
on the lower side. See? Yes. 300 million. And this is where it gets messed up. Kuna kitu moja mubogaga juu yake ni to a positive ethnicity, yes? Mm-hmm. Everyone that was stolen for,
mm.
most of the students were Kalenjin.
Most, yes? We can agree. Most,
yes?
Yeah.
Stolen from by a Kalenjin governor, Kalenjin what. The president at the time is a Kalenjin.
Yeah.
How does he allow this to happen?
To his own people.
Because it has to be positive ethnicity nafagwa, ibia wa mafala, but sisu situ ibie. Ushayo chikikikile happen na wazungu. Like white people, they'll go to any country, mess it up. Lakini wawenye kwa wenye.
They wanaji protect.
Ulichekile time waya Ukraine ilianza.
Yeah.
Vile likuwa kujeni. Iwa Arabu nyika heni huko, lakini kujeni. Like, as long as ulikuwa Ukrainian, you could have moved to any country.
Yeah.
Unakungata ya time kwa trains, walikuwa nakataza like black people kutoka.
Yeah.
Wanataka. So that's their positive, in their own way, they protect themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for you to tell me that, ikitu ina happen hivi, because the president could stop this in one day. Akiamka tu leo, aseme, rudisha, kila mtu arudishia ase do yao.
Plus interest,
wanarudisha. Because they have enough money kuwarudishia do yenyu. Najua hivyo?
Yeah.
Because that's Mandago guys, kama kulikuwa na elections, nini zenye zikuwa wamemwaga do, ilikuwa standoff yake na Buzeki. Because those were two, you know, it's only two mafias, two tycoons. Check. They have a lot of money, even before kwe governor.
Check. Yeah.
Because I was checking zile figures alikuwa meput up on there, like, I was 50,000 imekupeleka
pale. Bro, no. And you see the worst thing about it, in fact, wacha sasa isink home. Kuna wase, kuna there's this widower. He had 3 kids in this. So, mimi, nili lose. 982.
Yes.
Ali loses 4.2.
So say every kid ni 1.4 million.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Kuna mwenye alikuwa na 2 daughters. Ali lose 2.5.
But now the question, I'll still have to ask you this. If the elections are called today, this guy still comes back for second term? No, I'm asking. Not you. You see, you are the educated voter. What about the average voter? Your place? Which cost?
Ground you may shift.
Which name is that?
Uasin Gishu County.
Yeah.
Like the constituency. Okay, we came from everywhere now. Yes. But ground you may shift. And you see, this is the thing with tribalism. I was talking to a friend of mine. And I said, tribalism does this. It wants you to protect someone that would never want to protect you. Because kainge kwa East Africa positive ethnicity, this person would never have done this. But tribalism inakuambia, umse ni mtu wetu. By that time, umse ana loot, ana squander your resources.
Yeah.
Na we unamprotect kwa sababu unajembea, umse ni wetu, ana share jina yangu. But you see, integrity is not a collective.
Yeah.
We can't say because we share the same name, all of us have integrity. No.
Me, cause me, so that's
ground
the same
thing. Shift, bro.
The same thing nasema. If Ruto woke up today and said, "Yo, do you Rudy," in a Rudy the same day, the same thing Magufuli used to do. You remember?
Yeah.
Cause these people need Ruto.
Yeah.
Ruto does not need them. Yeah. Ruto won't lose Uasin Gishu because of Mandago. He'll still have it.
Yeah.
So this is up to him to wake up and say, like, you know what? Let me protect my people at least. And even if kila mtu see people, because ukitaka kujua vile hii kitu ilikuwa inaitwa ni character development. Ilifanya nani? Inaitwa Masia katoka from Canada ni home to Kenya ni home.
Bra, no. Okay, so you decide. See, Mimi, I was supposed to. I love education. I am an educationist. I am a teacher by profession.
Oh, okay.
My parents, both of them are educationists. My mom, umama amesoma. Mina respect be deadly. She has a PhD. And so my goal was, I'm going to beat her. I'm going to get at least, if not one, two. And by what time? By 30.
Yeah.
Nilikuwa na mpango mse. So every time when we say mtu wetu, it takes away from the fact that mi life yangu sahi ni so different. I was supposed to go to Canada. Now I'm not going to Canada. Now that because I'm not going to Canada, now that I'm not going to Canada,
yes.
See, we are staying in Kenya. Now Kenya has to work. Bro, there's no two ways to that. We have to make Kenya work. And so, yes, Kenya ni home.
Na, nene, county assembly was in Gishu? Like, have they tried? Is anything being done on ground? Because this thing can also get a political solution apart from civil. Kwa saizi mko civil court, ama?
Tuko both.
Civil and criminal.
Civil na criminal.
Yeah.
Mm. So from 22nd of July hadi around 26th, 5 days, kesi inaendelea Nakuru. Yes. Na criminal case.
Mr. My Friend, anasema nini? Has Ruto ever commented about this? Either that, I don't know
that's
if he's ever commented.
That's the worst thing about it. I think that's the most heartbreaking thing. Mm. There's one time before tuende maandamano, tuko tunaandamana. So tumeandamana, tumeenda kwa county commissioner, umse asaidi. Tumetoka, tumeenda kwa, tukajaribu kuka kwa county, apo gate ya county, umse wametweet ya makanjo hivi, wameva full riot gear. In fact, I went and told someone, nyinyi ile siku tulikuwa tunalipa, hamkukua, ama kama mlikuwa, mlikuwa mnatufungulia mlango mkismile. Saindo sasa mnakuja na hizo manini zenu. That. Then, we tukandamana kwenda EACC. Before tuende hiyo EACC, we did a presser. I remember there's a footage in KTN hapo mahali.
Yeah.
I told him, Mr. President, Uasin Gishu is burning. Come and help us. I repeated in Kiswahili. Like, I remember kabisa.
Na ulisema Kongo hii.
County yetu inaungua, Uasin Gishu inaungua.
Inakwanga
Kongo
ya
wangu. Ni asanti.
Inakwanga, hiyo ni asanti sana.
Yeah, ishi.
Kongo yu missing.
Yes.
So ulikuwa nafaa kusema nini? Ndiyo na kikalendi ya kuelewa.
Siku zuri.
Eh, manzee siku zuri, bro. But, he didn't hear, he didn't listen. Wakafanya devolution conference, haka kuja katembea tao hivo. Then hakusema anything about Finland. Adi wasewa akasema Finland wana shout sasa like the crowd. Ndo aka address. Akasema na mimi nataka kuambia hawa watu warudishe pesa ya watoto. That was it. Guys, hadi leo hajawahi sema anything.
Yeah. Now Uasin Gishu, like what percentage of votes did he get?
Hey bro, I cannot give you like true numbers,
this
but
is approximately
majority. Hey, mingi.
Over 80, you know?
Probably, maybe even over 85. Majority, yeah.
Damn, okay.
But again, ground image. You sasa si, you ni strategic tribalism, bro. Yeah.
Okay, because mio ndo kitu moja tu ni katiaga na hii story. I love the fact that people think that when your thief steals, he steals for the community. He does not.
That's a
like
lie.
Like, ukiangalia place kama kulikuwa na hii picha moja, I keep talking about it, eh? But there was a picture of a pregnant woman who gave birth in Migori at some wall that looks like a dispensary. And so right now the present governor is Ochilo Ayacko, yes? He still has enough budget to build a dispensary. He's not.
It's just a
but
dispensary,
now,
guys.
Be before it. Yeye, kulikuwa na Obado. So Obado stole the money and he's still walking around. He's free.
Bro, he returned 200 million.
After
out of how much?
2 billion.
2 billion.
Acheki. And this is what people call positive. This is what people call, like, these people, hakuna vile tutakuwa tukipiga muizi katikati ya tao, na kuna muizi ya metuibia sisi.
Tuna kuprotect, bro.
Like, inafaa kuwa, akiwa pale kwa stage, chupas ina fly.
Yeah.
Like, anafaa kuwa, like, he should never have peace ya kuspend your dough. Ali,
because I'm also seeing now in some areas, I don't know ni gani yenye hiyo mkutano mlikuwa nayo haingeisha, because we actually didn't know, Kenyans didn't know ni how much money you guys have lost. Mimi nilijua jana nikifanya some background, nilijua jana, honest, because sisi tulikuwa naona hii ni shida ya wanafunzi. So naangalia figures zenye unakuwa tunaona mtu mmoja na cheki.
Yeah.
Kuna area yenye angeenda hapo. Kuna mtu wange kuwa na masikio sahi.
But hii nini, kitu moja unibambaga na tukua tuna bonga philosophy na wewe. Before we started the show. Remember when we were debating about like life
after
and religion.
After life and all of that, yeah.
And one of the things mufra yaga juya nature, like if you are to study nature, you have studied the universe, is everything dies. So it means that everything that has a beginning has an end. Whether it's a sun, a moon, whatever, kila kitu kufa. So planets die, same way humans die,
stars,
same way
die.
Things like corruption will die.
Yes.
So you can only take advantage of people so much
Yeah.
till a politician is going to get hurt so badly.
mm-hmm.
it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's only mm-hmm. a matter of time.
Yeah.
Utapata ase waga wanaenda wanakubali kuchapua risasi wakiingia nini, wakiingia parliament,
mm-hmm.
watamuazi.
Mm-hmm.
Nikienda risasi nitachapua parliament. We kabla nikufikia nitakuwa nisha kuumiza.
Yeah.
So ta hii risasi kinipata, I'll have.
Mm-hmm.
Because this nonsense has to stop.
It has to stop.
Life savings za watu. And you're already rich beyond whatever.
Yeah.
Macheki.
Yeah.
Like you're rich. Alafu, another thing is, if, now if tukienda back to story yako, mm-hmm. the fact that the county was used to fleece you,
mm-hmm.
hamwezi sue the county, because the county should be liable.
County iko. Iko manze.
Because the county should be liable.
All of them. Yes, mm-hmm. county, Chelilim, Barorot, Joel Ruto, huyo mwenye alisema walitumia doku buy furniture. Bro, hiyo kitu inaniuma sana. Simnipe hizo viti niende niuze. Mtupe twende hata twende tukalie nyumbani.
Utapana ni furniture kile ita happen, si ni receipt. So watanunua kiti kama hii.
Brana aseme ilikuwa 100 million.
Yeah. So kiti kama hii ina wanainunua kitu kama maybe 100k. Alafu kwa register inaandikwa million shillings.
Kwa sasa unakumbuka huyo governor mwenye crate moja ya soda?
Mm.
How stupid are we?
Yes. Ule wa
Northeastern. 1 million, mm. bro.
Wa Northeastern.
Hamna hospitali, hamna maji, hamna mm. shule, hamna vitabu kwa shule, hamna dawa kwa hospitali.
Mm. Before he pawns this scheme, were you this politically involved?
Man, I was a cool girl
mm.
with, nakwambia nilikuwa nimejipanga, si uongo mm. by the way.
Mm.
Acha nikwambie plan yangu. Like, if this situation was an ideal situation,
mm.
things would have been so different. So,
mm.
nimalize, ni enroll for that. The course that I enrolled for that in Northern Lights in Canada,
mm.
inaitwa social service work, ni diploma.
Yes.
So, diploma ya 2 years.
Mm.
So, that was 2022, 23. Saima, haya, nifanye 2022.
Excuse me, relax. I know I'm taking you there and you're angry, but
I'm so angry.
But you relax. God. I don't think it's disrespectful. I'm just saying, like,
no, it's okay.
Just take a deep breath. I'm sorry.
Yes, a breather.
And I could take through this bullshit again.
Mm. Mm. So, plan yangu ilikuwa hivi. Nime enroll for diploma in mm-hmm. Northern Lights, mm. your social service work.
Yes.
2 years, 2022,
2023.
Mm. So, nifanye yo diploma for 2022. 2023, ni enroll for masters. As I do my diploma, I'm not a stupid person. I would have figured it out.
Yes.
I would have hacked it.
Mm.
So, ni graduate na diploma yangu, sayo niko first year, masters. Mm. So, that's 2023. 24 this year, ni graduate na masters yangu.
Mm.
25, okay, ni enroll for doctorate.
Mm.
My dream was to have an office.
Mm.
In Geneva, Switzerland.
Mm.
Probably a corner office. Uko juu, 90th floor.
Mm-hmm.
Environment manzi. Yeah. Si uko ndo headquarters za UNEP ziko. That is where I was seeing myself in like 10 years.
Mm.
Yes.
Then so, as I said earlier, Barorota
kakumusha. Alikuwa nashawa.
Maligula.
Barorota kakumusha Kenya ni home.
Kenya ni home manzi. Mm. Yeah, so that was the plan.
Mm.
Sikuwa, even that day, I told you again, mm. let's go back to that day. I was not supposed to speak.
Mm.
Now, why did I speak?
Hiyo
sasa ndo sijawambia. Okay, so, wamekuja na wamejaribu kutoa human rights activist inje, tumekata, tumetake video, wakaacha, wakaenda.
Mm.
That's now 9. Mm. 10, tumengoja, hawajafika. 11, tumengoja, hawajafika. 12, I'm like, okay, so I feel tired. Acha nitoke nje ni tembee kiasi, I take a breather or something.
Yeah.
It's good to take breathers, guys. Everyone should breathe.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
right now, mm. I probably should take a breather. Mm. So, nimeenda nje ku breathe.
Mm.
Guy, napatana na PA wa governor.
Mm.
Anaambia colleagues wake, nimeongea na mdosi. Mdosi amesema, tuwacheleweshe wasikie njaa, waende.
Ooh.
Yes.
Mm.
Change your breath.
You just said that.
Mko watu wangapi ndani hiyo hall?
Bro, sin you tumejaa. Like almost 500 plus.
Alafu it's old from men. What ages?
Old women.
Mm.
akukuwa na mto hii that day, thankfully.
So it's
it was
like
a weekday.
Kuna watu wa up to 80 years old.
Kuna guka alikuwa, yes. He was 75. But there were grandpas older than him. So now I will say again, if you go back to that video, there's parents because of this issue walikuwa hosi. They had been admitted in hospital. So umekuliwa dozo zako za school fees, sa mzae ni mgonjwa ako hosi, you know you have to pay that bill. They arrived close to 1 p.m. Nimeketi huko nyuma. Bado hata sijafikiria bado naenda kuongea. So I sat. Then he stood. They stood and they said, "Now let us stand up for the national anthem." I think hii kitu ilianzia huko. Bro. People were so mad.
Kuzo ni kitu nashindwa. Me at that moment, fuck Kenya.
Who stood?
I'm Somalian.
Who stood?
They're Somalian. Yeah, I'm ready for.
No.
W.I. Damn.
No. Hakuna mtu alisimama, by the way. Wakajisimami huko kwa podium. Wenyewe. Wakaimba national anthem, 3 stanzas. Wakasema, now, parents, give us someone to pray. Sasa tunafikiria tunaombea muizi, bro. Muizi. Mwenye tunamuona.
Muliomba?
Hatu kuomba. Sia tu kuomba. Wajama wenyewe walijiombea huko.
Because they know. Iyo ya kuomba. Iyo ni ile ya ku.
Kuswitch off sasa.
Mungu ingia kwa roho zetu. Hii meeting ikuwe peaceful.
Because whatever is going to be talked today.
Let us understand. Kuwa katika put it in our hearts.
Yeah. So, mkakata.
So when they were praying, parents were talking. Wanasema maliza. Finish these things. We start this meeting. We have waited long enough.
Yeah.
Haya, wakaanza barorota akaongea. The phrase I hate the most. Si hawa wote ni watoto wetu.
Hatu si watoto wetu. Mi si mtoto wako.
Si nyinyi wote ni watoto wetu na we want the best for you. Then after that, he started lying again. Sasa, on TV he had said kuna 1.8 million. And then badai, he comes and tells us hata kuna wengine tumewa refund nini and parents that have been refunded msemonya lipa 600k ame refundiwa 110k 104,000 wanasema wamem refund the whole thing. Haya chelili makaongea mandago akaongea and then parents, and it was just at that moment that I knew I had to speak.
What were the parents saying?
That man that I tell you lost 4.2 million, he spoke. He told them, so I have paid for my 3 daughters. I have raised them single-handedly after their mom died. From 2 weeks old. Okay? Umse ame resume to yaki kwa 2 weeks old. Hadi saa hii ndo mnaona, wacha tukuje tumfanyi ile kitu. Akawambia mi hata sina kitu ya kusema, mimi narudi kwa shamba. Na mtakuja mnizike. That was it. He gave out the microphone.
Kuna time ask akina Sudi were walking around with so much money. Why not look for such a person and give him the money instead of giving it to the church? Like, you know, hii pesa wamekua kidonate kwa churches is enough to have paid a lot of people. You know that, right?
I know.
They've donated over 100 million kwa churches. Give it back to the people. Since you love Barorot and you love Mandago more than the people, you know.
Yeah.
Give it to the people so that Mandago keeps his money. Because the easiest thing would be, nani amke tu, Ruto amke ambiase, governor and whatever, by the time na sasita mchana inafika, I want to hear that pesa yote iko. I even call KCB and tell KCB, make sure.
Izo mwenye lidiposit arudishiwe dozake, zote.
Because even your man and SG, they have your original receipt.
Bro.
Even KCB
has it.
Lazima kuna account.
Yes.
Accountability.
They have records.
Money yenye imeingia. Because you must sign somewhere.
They have records. Sujaza hapo every
day. Kama ni carbon, whatever. Enye ubaki hapo.
Sujaza every day. Hata nini ilikuwa ni jana. Jana nilikuwa kwa bank. And I learned something I didn't know. That you know you can go and change your signature at a bank. Because what happens is with time, the human brain is messed up. I don't know how. Kwa time utapiga signature hako and it just doesn't come out the same.
It's refusing.
Isha kuhapenia?
A couple of times.
Yes. So now with time you'll find you every time you try you do it in a specific way.
Okay.
So there's an end of request to say like, you know what, I want to change this because this is what I have right now. This
is what we have to work with.
Yeah, and historia signature ni mess na mimi kuna
shindwa. Because squeeze hata they use the print.
They don't. They're still using nini because according to mimi.
Yeah. Utuambie yako ni gani kwa sababu. We cannot relate.
Yeah.
No, we're the same.
But see, what I'm pulling is, like, kuna ile wanatumia digital?
Yeah.
Mi yangu wanatumia
anga. I think Iniquity.
Kama ata HFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then okay, so I you can't no, sign, no, but then they think, also
is it
give
APSA?
You a
stamp. Is it APSA?
I&M, mi ni I&M. I&M na wapendaga juu. They are, like, depositing Rips to M-Pesa is free.
Yeah, yeah.
They do a lot of good stuff, yes? Mm-hmm. But then they don't have that. Because that's what I always ask them.
Kuna zanyo ziko, sijui kama.
Like, signature, ni kitu ya, this is a medieval practice.
But sasa na ukikuja na tambi ya mtu.
Si tutaona si ni tambi imekufa like just put as long as like hivi thumb hivi alafu picha papap so ijulikane ni wewe alafu hata uko hapo jina langu ni na nimeshindwa kupiga sahihi yangu wacha sasa nitumie kidole
because in the event you might also develop nini cause you as you age
this sickness
unajua unaweza pata Parkinson's
ushindwa kusign that's what nakwambia
Parkinson's na unajua pale uko
so no nashindo like I don't like that so aliniambia I can go change my nini but to me I think like in 2024 let's just have digital
yeah there are banks that have ni vile I don't want to mention the wrong ama give credits to the wrong bank but I know kwanza my mother-in-law najua yeye anaendanga anaambia yes
ama labda ni afu guys at a certain age probably
me yeah, I want to be put in that age
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Because shida mwenye jiulize which one makes more sense? A signature that can be faked or a fingerprint that can never be faked?
Yeah. A fingerprint.
Let's start with finger. Afu, signature ni kitu ya medieval practice. Huko ma 1800s.
Mm.
We are in 2024, the era of digital and whatever. But so politically, no one is, there's not even no one campaigning. Because right now, if I was planning to be a governor or was in Gishu, I'll start campaigning and telling people, nikiingia tu hivi, na warudishia pesa yenu. Because you know they have enough money to rudishia.
Let me tell you, you can't start now. Kwa sababu right now we are staying away with the whole political class.
Mm.
So ukijiingiza sayo unaanza kucampaign, pia we ni part of the political class, bro. You cannot do that. That is suicide.
Yeah.
It's not wisdom.
Okay. Alafu sasa, wacha to fast forward. 2024 imefika.
Yeah.
Story ya the finance bill ikatokea. You've been like one of the most vocal voices kikam to reject the finance bill even before it was rejected, yes? How did you find yourself now, Apa? Ile design uli feel like, you know what? As I fight this fight for my own personal money, let me also fight this bigger fight. Okay, they are both very big fights.
Both like for So, let me start. I am not just fighting for all of us.
Yes.
Manze pia mini kona I'm a stakeholder in this. So before all this started, we had done something. I am an educationist again, very passionate. Mimi napenda kufunza wasi. Mbona hata venye nime deal na the young one that was there.
Yes.
Tuna relate tu vizuri.
Asanteni like protesters. Kila Tuesday ni holiday kwa watoto. The protests are working. We'll talk about that. But yeah.
We'll talk about that. So we had acquired a piece of land, me and my partner, to do agriculture so that we can sustain education. Plan is get as many kids to school as possible. And not just any school. Eventually build a very good school that our toi watatoka, uko penye wametoka 47 counties, wote wakuje wakae kwa hii classroom. Wajifunze everything that they need to know. Much as technology, French, German, and just make it work.
Yes.
So when first kuna land act wakaleta, so they are sneaking it behind so that they can say that this land that you guys acquired, we will take it higher. Then they came with a bad fertilizer. So now they did that thing to agriculture. And last year, again, I will keep on repeating this. Last year, last season, last planting season, walipeana bad seeds. Farmers in Baringo wali harvest maize cobs. Bro, shall I harvest maize cob? The whole farm.
What?
The whole farm.
jua kuna fertilizer
like hakuna hakuna maize
the bad seed. Seed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So imetoa tu maize combat hakuna mahindi.
Hakuna seeds bro.
Haina mahindi.
Really happen?
What's the issue? Perkera irrigation scheme.
Yeah.
So imagine that input that mse ameka kwa farm. I irrigate and then by the ukiziona na mbali hizo hizo maize ni so
very healthy.
Beautiful, healthy.
Mm.
Ukifungua.
Amazing.
Maize cob.
Haya,
so you do that. Then this season you bring fake fertilizer. Then pia mimi nafani ingie na nianze kuplant maize. Utaniletea nini next time?
Yeah.
So there's that. And then you come and do that thing again to the agri- to the education sector, which I am also a very big stakeholder. And you want me to keep quiet? I cannot. So that is actually why I am very vocal, not only for me, but also for me kwa sababu I think human beings have this kind of, everyone has a selfish like.
Yeah.
So yes, it's also for me, but it's also for the next generations. Sasa they do that thing to education, to agriculture. I am mekula pesa yangu ya school fees. So siezenda maju. Sasa nataka ni do. Guys, okay, let me take a breath.
Don't inject.
You know, it is, you cannot do that. And again, I've said integrity is not a collective. So when you come and do this to all these sectors, haya, health sector, mumefanya tena ile kitu. Haya, so mtupe bad seed, mtupe bad fertilizer, mtu mwalau for harmful pesticides na herbicides, tupate cancer, tuende hosi, tukifika hosi, hakuna madaktari, hakuna medicine.
Yeah.
Mnafanya population control, mnataka to dead, sindio, tumewaona.
Shit, man.
Yeah, because yeah, even another story ya maize, eh? Kuna some seeds zenye uki plant once.
Terminator seeds, yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, najua hizo ni zile kina Monsanto ama? Ama?
Yeah.
Hizo za GMO. Alafu they not only do that, they mess up the soil.
They mess up the soil.
So the soil is messed up forever. So now we are creating this chain of poverty.
Yes.
And but this all comes back to like to Nashinda nikiuliza like at what point does positive ethnicity kick in? Because this is how I normally look at it, yes? If you look at European nations, they are very small. So the Europeans might look at us and claim we are tribal, but they are super tribal.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I always give the example of Britain. Britain has four countries. So kuna England, kuna Scotland, kuna Northern Ireland, na kuna Wales. These four countries can fit into Kenya times two. That makes eight countries, yes? Plus add another half. So that's like 10 countries can fit into Kenya as one country. So this is, but now through their positive ethnicity, since it's in English, we are going to do everything that's good for the English first. That's why the Scottish wanted to pull out. That's why the Northern Irish wanted to go. Because ni sisi wacha to protect yane. But no, no, here Kenya hai making sense because you're running a county. In this county are your biggest supporters. Yes, you still from them. And when you steal from them, there's zero accountability. So that means we don't even look out for each other to kiwa peke yetu. So how are we supposed to look out for each other on a national scale? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like, that. Yeah,
yeah. These people voted for you. The only reason you're in office is these people. You still steal from them. And you don't steal at taxpayers' money. You steal directly from them. Unachukua kutoka kwa mfuko yake. Na hata sasa alikuwa amelipa taxes, amelipa all whatever like county government
fees and everything. And then you put it in your pocket.
It's another big scandal in history, a youth fund. Because I was talking to some guys on Sunday. Some guy called Mburu. So Mburu napata wakipaint some room wamepewa job. So na Sunday it's free day. And hey, ni aje mko hapa unajua sasa zia hatuna nini, hatuna kazi. Namza but see I thought you graduated. Yes, mimi nifanya nini? Animal health. Na nika sijui na kameja in what. Yes, yako hapo kipindi kicha.
Okay.
Kwa sema like na mko na beef gani na MP wetu Kodo Mashukuru.
Mm-hmm. Like since you are a group of three guys, since we cannot get employment, mm-hmm. tuliambiwa tupeleke our credentials kwa ofisi yake, tutapewa na tukasema like vile tunataka kufanya this and this project, sijui nini, as it help the community in such a way. Yati walishinda wakitama kuko, sijui how many months. Then funds zinapewa wenye, of course inanzanga na watu wao, and then relatives na nini, mnaambiwa sasa ati we are sorry, hizi request zenu they were not in time. Mm. Na mkifuata do ishatoka. Check.
Yeah.
So hizi mani ni za hizi kingilia sasa youth fund sasa. Scams go.
Damn.
Mm. Yeah, now this is nipo unasema like this is this against your people.
Mm.
Against it's, yeah, lakini siani watoto wetu.
Mm. Yeah, ni watoto. Hiyo tinga siani watoto wetu. Also lazima nini kabla even we dig deep into like a lot of issues like the protest.
Mm-hmm.
When we are shooting this, we are shooting it on a Tuesday, and it's the same day that kuna protest style where government funded goons have been allowed to move around the CBD wakiwa na motorcycles zao making noise. They are not being tear gassed, they are not hakuna kitu yote inawafanyikia. So ukiangalia vitu zime happen on Tuesday, ilikuwa ni Tuesday what 23rd of July. This 23rd of July, how unaona vitu aje? Like what does this say? Does this say that Ruto cares? Does this say that he does not care? Because if you show up with water, a handkerchief and a smartphone, you're getting shot.
Yeah.
But if you show up very goonish, like they ready to start you. Fights, you're protected.
You're pro-government.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
During his national address in 2022, he said, you see, we are creatures of habits. We might not know it, but wase wakiobserve vizuri na kwanza kukikuwa na footages mzuri yako tu, tunaona tu, ini habit ya umse. So 2022 he said, enough is enough. And he meant, suffering for Kenyans is enough. Poverty is enough. We are going to fight. We are going to make the hustler person get to where we want them to get to.
Yeah.
Juzi Sunday, Bomet alisema, enough is enough. It meant, now I am declaring war on Kenyans. People who are going to protest, enough is enough. And you see how that, yo, bro, the story has changed. So you see, you protect goons, you allow them to walk. Now, by the sea in Nairobi peke yake. If guys have watched, you've seen in Eldoret, they came, did a few things that on like Wednesday, on Thursday, wakakuja na mpini ya jembe. Kericho, they did the same thing. But the good thing about that place, that it really ilinibamba sana ni. Wase wali overcome hawa goons. Do you know? They went and took those mpinis. Like now the real protesters, us, the peaceful protesters, walienda wakazichukua, wakazipeleka kwa gari ya polisi. Na asubuhi you'd see, wamesimama nje ya gari ya polisi, na hizo vitu zao za jembe, wanaongea hapo.
I saw that.
And so it makes you wonder, is this, are you for us? Do you represent our interest? What is it that you want with us? Because sisi to make sure, check easy punitive taxes. Mse zinatua, zinatumaliza, hatuna do, hatuna. Mse mwenye akona 8K, mse mwenye ana earn 10K. A friend of mine was arrested before atafike protest, mse. So in the midst of all that, akatoa 2K. Mse, ana earn 10K. Ametoa 2,000. Anafaa lipe hao, anafaa dish, anafaa vae, all that. For the whole month, saya mbaki na 8,000. Atajipanga aje na izodo. So we've said no to punitive taxes. We've said stop killing us. You cannot kill us and lead us. We've said stop using police to intimidate us. Stop abducting us. And then you come very courageously and say, enough is enough. What do you mean? Even us, we are saying enough is enough. Enough to the looting, enough to the corruption, enough to the squandering of public resources. It's just honestly enough. Kabisa. And so when you bring these stories that two different, like when you bring these same words into these two contexts, then we wonder, where, even that first time when you were saying enough is enough, did you like mean enough is enough, no money in our pockets? What did you mean?
Yeah. Because I remember seeing the scenes on Tuesday. But now, would you say the protests are working? Because, yeah.
They are.
Mm.
They actually are. Ulisikia spokesman akisema venye sahi 6 billion is getting lost, guys, in the economy. And someone responded really well and said, okay, so 6 billion is getting lost. Every day, you guys loot 2 billion. Every day.
Mm.
So that 6 billion, it's not even really getting lost, like, from our pockets. You guys are, the reason why you're complaining is because you're feeling it. So the pressure, they're feeling it. Even that statement of enough is enough inamaanisha mumeka umse kwa wall, guys, mume mfinyilia huko hadi anasema enough is enough. But enough is will be enough when he does the right thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So saizi usha move tunai ama bado uko na assume your base of operation was in Gishu. Was in Gishu, what's the major town it was in Gishu?
Eldoret.
LD. Oh, yeah. LD is in
Eldoret.
Okay, shit.
Yeah,
okay. So, base yako ni wapi?
I'm saying I oscillate, manzi. I'm just oscillating. I am trying to get a, like a place, but also, ninge penda kukuambia penye niko sahi.
Yeah, najua.
Lucky, bro.
Nekopa, itakuwa free. Okay.
Free masita rus, free masita bana. Wow, na sahi sidhani wasee wako na nguvu ya hiyo sahi. Sahi tunafuatana na airport yetu manze. Bana, they are selling our airport, guys.
Yeah, najua. Mm. I don't know, like, these people, like, their greed, I don't know where it starts and where it ends.
It does,
like,
not end.
Hey, because this reminds me of, like, one of the things that has happened is wame... They launched the new upper class train thing. It's going to 12,000 shillings, and people are still knocking knees. So me, nilipe 12,000.
I saw them lying down.
Yeah.
Kumbe niko kwa wenyewe.
Yes, I love for your time. Ian, unakaa yeah. Time to book flight ya Ian last minute kabisa, remember? And the one that we booked last minute, I think was it 10,500?
Whoa.
I think so. Yeah, it was 10-5.
Yes,
10-5.
To coast. So that means that if we booked a few days earlier, ingekuwa either 9K ama whatever. But this is the question also. If I give you a choice between flying at 12K or using a train at 12K, which one are you taking?
They'll fly.
Because it's faster.
Yeah.
You don't face me, face you.
Yes, you don't face me. Yani, it's... like, how do this kuna vitu wanafanya zile unashindwa, like, even they've been making the Chinese look bad, because the Chinese are really good at their bullshit,
yeah,
they are really good at it.
Like,
if you go to China, those Chinese trains are some of the best. So here Kenya, they give you what you want. That's why, like, in TZ, same trains, very different.
Yeah,
I check it. So I don't know. Don't know. So ushai tumia gayo train ya Kenya?
Yeah, actually
ushenda nao coast, eh?
Yeah.
Muliangalia na mtu.
Hey, tulifesiana 6 of us, man. Do you know how tiring that is? My God. Like, this is someone you've never met. Then they, all of them, of course, kila mtu anakujanga na habits zake. Na mtu hawezi acha habit yake nje ya mlango ndo aingie.
Yeah.
So for a whole 6 hours, we are facing each other. I'm looking at you, you are looking at me, we are looking at each other. It's just some...
Mi shidangu waka kitu naitwa intrusive thoughts. Najwa intrusive thoughts?
Bro, yeah.
Ni tutangalia na mtu hivyo alafu, kitu niambia tu, just wink.
You cannot do that.
Yeah, you can't. Uja joga intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, you go like, alafu ikuwe ni dude.
Yeah.
Dude, go like, oh, nanifunye waju. Like, I don't want to do that.
Upata ni Mswahili kwa hivyo.
Yeah, sijai do your train. And I don't think I'm going to... after about doing it as an experience, but hiyo kitu muambwaga, like tutaangalia na mtu hivi, I don't want
you
that.
Can try, like, going to Suswa for a shorter trip. It's much shorter. It's like an hour maybe.
Okay,
kushinda uende six hours.
Suswa, see opposite side ini kama unaenda
sasa tunaenda hiyo direction. Sasa enda hivyo, like, for that, if you want the experience,
my Mahi,
enda
those sides.
But Mombasa, face me, face you, for 12k, bro, that makes sense.
12k for that, because I'd rather fly. It's going to be faster. Wacha niende pale parliament, nini, airport niko occupy JK alafu niingia kwa flight haraka haraka
nifike kwa South Omen principle ama Trinidad and Tobago.
So kuna nini, oh okay, so I don't know how they come up with these things and protest ya UG.
By the way, speaking of how they come up with these things, before 20 protests za UG, you guys should actually call the AG.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Mumuite tu apa, like, not only you as Mwaf and Ikonini,
yes.
No, every podcaster, every mainstream media, mnafa muite Attorney General.
Attorney General, the upcoming one, ama the incoming one, anaitua Rebecca Miano.
Sorry, not she's the Attorney not. General. Guy, you should not give that one space. Don't give her time to talk to us. We have had enough. Someone who has not practiced law for 25 years doesn't have anything to say about the constitution of Kenya. Wacha nikwambie, sisi kama Gen Z's, all of us have more experience with the constitution of Kenya than this one who is coming.
Ajua.
So, tafadhali, uyo, not that one. I meant the Auditor General. Yes,
najua.
Auditor General. Munafamu mpe space, man.
Auditor General, they're these ladies, ama?
Yes, it's actually a lady.
There was Ouko left, eh? Because Ouko pia li exposed a lot of stuff. And then came, there are these women I've been seeing. Wame kwa kisema, kuna vitu zina happen at these county levels that are just ridiculous. But I think the worst thing about Kenya is we've normalized corruption.
But, you know? Mkiwaleta, ata si nyinyi mtauliza maswali, you guys just take a video, bring like 2 or 3 technocrats waulize tu, okay, so you said 15.5 billion got lost from eCitizen. Okay, how does it go? Alafu mtaona hii story itaacha kuwa by the way, oh, Gen Z did that, Gen Z did this. Wase, your old mama or your old papa will go to the county. And in fact, hata tutake ati tupigani nini. Sisi tunataka tu kuongea na governor, atuambie hizi do zilienda. Si ukuje tu tuongeleshe. So look for the AG. Akuje tu atuambie, she doesn't have to like be against anti-government or anything, be against the government. Just tell us, okay, so they borrowed 1.1 trillion. This is the amount of money that got into Kenya. This is the amount of money that ilipotelea huko ikaingia kwa account ya mse mahali. We cannot name names if we have. And then you'll see.
Because... Wow.
Because after like ayo doyote too many is it
zingine tazifiki Kenya mse.
Kuna hiyo
nini zinaenda Somali.
Zina na huko inaitwa Cayman Islands. That you watch only in the movies happening in real life.
So alafu nini, so we were talking about if the protests are working. Yes. So nilikuwa nakwambia before we started, I was telling you the way my daughter has not gone to school on a Tuesday for the past 5 weeks. So for the past 5 Tuesdays, hajaenda shule. So to me, that shows that the protests are working. Half another interesting thing is the president has not traveled, I think, for the past, is it, you know, some kind of need three? For the past how many weeks? For a month, Saizi.
Yeah.
He's not traveled for a month. And now, before that, he traveled to 38 countries.
In a span of, ni vizuri kila mtu ajue. Yes.
In less than a year, kuamenda 38 countries.
In 12, 11 months.
Yes. So, yes. I think the protests are working, ama?
They what are working. The pressure is increasing nicely. I think, bado tunafatu kufinya manze. Juu, everyone is saying, and I agree.
Yeah.
Akipewa space. Bro, that's it. So, you see, we don't want a TV to mingi. Just do the right thing. But now the problem is you want to do everything else, threaten us, call the police, abduct us, kill us, apart from number one, implementing the policies, number two, following the rule of law. So juzi amefire cabinet, and you're like, okay, that's not bad, that's a step in the right direction. I think we may actually be heading somewhere as a nation. See, in Iko tu sawa.
Yes.
And then he renames the cabinet.
Yep.
Wow, guys. Like, ata siku name, because what is that? You have not named the cabinet. You have now renamed them. So you guys, the president fired these guys. Juu walikuwa incompetent.
Akawarudisha.
Sasa sumewa haya again based on incompetence.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see, when you fire the whole cabinet, that should tell you something. Like, even as a common citizen, kama, or an active citizen, squeezing na kwanga active citizen.
Yes.
It should tell you this. The president has realized things are not working. Mm. The whole sector, everything, everything. Mm. For the 22 of them to go, it means all of them were not working.
Mm.
And before that, hata before hii pressure increase na watu waseme fire, 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 do not shuffle nini, do not reshuffle nini. Mm. He said, he met them and he told them, you guys, most of you don't know what you are doing in those offices. Mm.
Yeah.
And then you tell them that, then you fire them, then you bring them back. Okay, so who is being played with here?
Because swali ni, stuka mna jo hivi, on Friday you saw Duale was celebrating, sindio? Yes?
Yes, I saw that.
So you were celebrating for being assigned what? The Ministry of?
Interior. And
Cabinet Secretary of the Ministry of?
Goja.
The one he had before?
Yeah, defense.
Yeah, defense.
Mm.
Today he was being read in Parliament. He was read as the Minister for what?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, today?
Yes.
No, I've not come.
Environment.
What?
So it means they didn't even...
Jesus Christ.
Think it through. So today, kwa Parliament, like on Tuesday, when you're recording
for
this
for the
Tuesday,
names have to be tabled, yes, of course, presented.
So, there. So Soipan Tuya has been given defense.
Jesus Duale Christ of Nazareth.
Akapatiwa.
Oh, so that's what they have done.
Duale ni Simba. So Duale kama Simba, of course, he had to release a statement immediately. Because this is incompetence of the highest level.
Okay, uh-huh.
I'm grateful to President William Ruto for reassigning me from the Defense Ministry to the Ministry of Environment, Climate Change and Forestry. I look forward to serving my new portfolio, ensuring focus is on sustainable environmental management. So ni japa sisi watu wa wanini tuko, ama hii forest, wale watu waliuliwa walipelekwa forest. Wanajaribu kufinja mwini. Like, yes, they've given him, like, it shows you,
okay,
this president, like, how many own goals do you have to score? Because this shows a certain level of incompetence. Yeah, like, by Friday, after thinking through this thing, you'd not made a decision. So since tulizusha tukasema, you can't bring back Nani to the same position he was, now you decide to I don't know, man.
This so is he was celebrating against the wrong Mimi.
Yeah.
The wrong appointment.
But this Alijita Simba, I'm part of forest.
Oh,
now
no.
Your story of forestry. Mm. I think there's much more to it than what meets the eye.
Mm. Mm.
As much as we may be making fun of it na kusema yenyewe mse amejita Simba na nini, kuna doza carbon credits.
Yes. Yeah, hizo ndo anazijua. You know your story?
No, nishaambiwa na ni mama wako wako.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, nilisikia first na hiyo.
So, can you explain to people who don't know about how carbon credits work and then give them examples of the Dubais of this world and how they get involved in all this?
So, sisi, as Kenya, we are not that mechanized. We are not industrialization yetu bado haijafika those levels ya ku cause so much damage to our air. So emission yetu as Kenyans si mingi sana. Mm. Just in local plain words without bringing all the jargon and the complications. Sisi emission yetu si mingi sana. There's countries that are very industrialized. And so they emit so much harmful substance to earth.
Mm.
Basically just as sisi wote tuko earth. To the atmosphere, that they need someone with clean air to make up for the dirty air that they are, harmful substances that they are releasing.
Mm.
So one of those countries that is not highly industrialized and highly mechanized is Kenya. So what they do, because their air, wanajua by the way, ataendelea kufanya hivo na kuendelea kuemit harmful substances na kuendelea. So that now they come to Kenya and they tell Kenya, you see, you guys are not that industrialized. You don't emit so much substance to the atmosphere. So what you are going to do is, even as like we continue emitting these substances into our air, what you are going to do is we are going to buy from you because you are not that mechanized. Let's now send you some money and then we'll be able to use, like when the air is cleaning up, we use also some of yours. Mm. And so that's just how it comes.
Mm.
So mse, wanatuma do. Do zinaingia wapi?
So na chiki, alafu na chiki, like one of the countries that buys a lot of carbon credits ni Dubai, like UAE, as a country.
Mm.
And one of the companies that buys a lot of carbon credits because of planes ni Emirates. If you're dealing with a Muslim country, you need a Muslim whatever. Yeah. So this is where Duale comes in. Acheki. So, because, like, I think, if I'm not wrong, by the last time I heard this story, UNNA Emirates was one of the NNEs that was buying a lot of carbon credits from Kenya. So they need this guy. So it's all about money. At the end of the day,
like you have a carbon copy.
Yes, because ukituma soipantuya, ukituma kwa the Emirati, itambua funika nywele. Itakuwa like, there's a lot of, they have to go through so much bullshit.
But then also,
probably he won't want to deal with a woman. So now you get a male.
Yeah.
So you skip a lot of steps. So of course, them, I always blame the Emiratis for getting a good deal for their country.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I can assure you that money haitafika Kenya.
That is the problem. Na washalipa na kuna hizo do hazijafika.
Yeah.
Wamelipa. Not into Kenyan, like ours, our account.
Yeah.
People should go and do that research. Go and find out for yourself. Izo do zimelipwa, zinaingia wapi.
So
right now, you guys, you're selling your carbon credit. Sai kuna mse flani anapollute vibaya sana. Alafu nyinyi sasa mnakuja mnabea the brand. But do hazifiki. And so you see, this is why actually you cannot put a competent, honest person in such a...
Yes.
Advocate. Kwa sababu atakuja kuexpose. Dozi fiki, dozi inaenda huku, dozi inafanywa hivi. Guys, wake up. So it's not a mistake, even as much as tunaweza dhani, enyewe msee kwani akinemu msee kwa environment. Ama alifikiriaje, ama alimake mistake. He probably went and did his math and the math
matched.
Akaona bro.
Because if there was a mistake, if there was that kind of mistake, because sahi ni hiyo mistake. Hata hakuwa ameenda mbali. Unajua angerudi. Angeenda pale alafu abriefiwa na mbwe ni aje na nani na ule Mohamed. Awambie boss ume make blanda hapa kuna.
Kuna ishu.
Okay. But how important is this Soipan to you? Because she cannot be moved.
You have to think about
that. Yes, yes.
These are questions everyone has to ask themselves. Na ajijibie tu kabisa vizuri. Vizuri.
Yeah, but sasa Simona, the king of the forest, Aden Duale, Simba is back. So yeah, so it's a business for them. And it's very sad that now we are going to have a cabinet secretary who has not, I mean, not a cabinet, an attorney general who's not practiced law for 26 years.
It's we actually have, 26, not 25. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We have a Simba who's just a Simba. We have Soipan Tuya who's just being moved around in the Ministry of Defense.
We have the deputy governor. Guys, don't forget.
In
the Ministry of Education.
Oh, yeah.
Ministry of Education, you know?
Selikuwa na run na mashogu.
Yeah.
Oh. Sasa mmetoa msemeka. Umsa difference ni nini?
Oh, alikuwa run for office.
Yeah, under the same ticket.
Oh, so ametoa huyu akarudisha best yake. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the president is working.
He's overworking.
Yeah, the president is working. But
yeah, alafu mse wa health alikuwa ametolewa kwa walikuwa nasema KMPDU like because she hadn't paid a penalty of 80,500. So ndo akamnemdo akaanza kutafuta hizo do. So tumetoa na kumicha tumeka huyu bus. There's medicine in hospital. Everything is going to be okay. Watatoa NHIF weke shift. I don't even know why we are on the street.